Hey, everybody. Welcome to Teachers Talking Tech. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
I'm Marie Larson.
And we talked to the board.
Yes.
And we decided to bring Marie on full time.
I get to stay.
Yeah, it was a 7-1 vote on the board of Teachers Talking Tech.
Part of the reason is because Eric and I are just boring, so the board said we need some more.
You need to zhuzh it up a bit in here.
Entertainment.
Factor. I'm here for the entertainment.
That's right. Well, we needed somebody, who was a little less flat affect. Like Mike and I, we get a little too nerdy. You know, we need somebody who's nerdy and fun. So that's why we asked you.
And giggly.
That person wasn't available, so we asked Marie.
Who's nerdy, but laughs at your jokes.
That's the key.
Right? Yeah,
there you go. Any lame joke, Marie's laughing. So you may have remembered over the last 2 years, if you've been listening to us, we've been hyping up Seesaw all over the place. And you know what? Seesaw is everywhere. I mean, it's all over the world. On the Seesaw Facebook group, there's more than 25,000 people. Mm-hmm.
People posting constantly with updates and ideas.
Yeah, and then last October, we did an update about Seesaw that was all about Seesaw activities.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's just go over what our Seesaw activities briefly. You can, of course, go back to listen to the podcast. But if you're already into this, like, what would be the way you give, like, the 2-second answer? Like, what are Seesaw activities, Mike?
Well, Seesaw activities are pre-made activities that the kids can do right through their Seesaw account on their device. And what I really like about it is it gives the kids a chance to be interactive, and it kind of replaces any kind of practice worksheet and things like that.
I guess. Definitely.
That's what I like about it is that I'm not giving my kids tons of worksheets anymore. Mm-hmm. I can create an activity in like 2 minutes and send it to them on Seesaw, and then they can get to work on it. I can put the directions in using my voice or as a video so they can get it from me 3 or 4 times. If they miss the directions, if a kid is absent, they can do it the next day and still hear the directions from me. It's just a really neat tool.
Yeah.
Right, and I think initially I used Seesaw just the first year. I used it as a communication tool for parents, it's awesome for that. But I think it's also such a great tool for teachers. I mean, you can essentially, like you said, plan your activities through it, your lessons through it. It's all in one main hub for kids to find, and it's so user-friendly.
Yeah, and when Seesaw first came out, a lot of people loved the ability to share, but they said, hey, I want a way to send my kids work. They can send it back to me, make it a two-way communication device, not just kids taking pictures and then sharing it with the class or with their parents. So this summer, Seesaw had a major update to activities, and I wanted to make sure that we did a whole show on it because it makes things so easy for you to collaborate with others all around the globe. Mm-hmm. So the update, I think where it came from is over the past year, people started saying, hey, what kind of activities did you make? What did you make? And on Facebook and Twitter, people started sharing links.
Mm-hmm.
And there were whole Google Docs and Sheets and things like that that were made with links to people's activities. So Seesaw kind of got on board with that, and they started to think about how can we house that all within mm-hmm. Seesaw. And so
that's the great thing about it is, like you said, they took all of these amazing activities that teachers all around the world are creating,
mm-hmm.
and they made them so easy for any teacher to search and use in their own classroom.
Well, and I think that's what's great about the app in general is I feel like as a company, they listen to what teachers want and what people need, and they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. You know, and Marie, you were talking, and we'll get into what this kind of looks like in a second, but Marie, you were talking to me before the podcast about how Seesaw is not just a communication device with parents, right? Like, tell me what you were talking about.
So, like I said, it's my main hub for sharing information. I think I've been trying to figure out a way where I can, you know, the kids go to one place to get, it's like a one-stop shop for everything. You know, before we were airdropping or you have email, and you have all these different things you can do, but you can really use Seesaw for everything. So I can go through and pre-make my lessons even for the entire week and then decide when they're going to be sent out to the kids.
Yeah.
So they know to go into the app. They know to go to activities. The directions are there. Like Mike said, you can personalize them. Even with you find an activity, you can change it up and make it your voice and directions.
Right.
And it's there for you in one app. So they can take care, you know, do the assignment, and then, you know, it does. It goes to their parents and they can see it there too. And they can interact with each other, which is nice.
Yeah. And so with this update, basically, when I was last year using Seesaw activities, I would go in, I would create an activity or 4 or 10, then I could share them within our building because we have Seesaw for Schools. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of nice to be able to collaborate. But with the new interface and how it works, you have shared activities from around the world. And so how it basically works is a teacher creates an activity and submits it to Seesaw. They look it over, make sure it makes sense and that it, you know, fits what would be a good activity, and then they share it out. And so when you search for activities now, you go to this landing page where they not only have, you know, trending activities, but they also have things that go along with that time of year. So there, right now, there's a lot of stuff that's like welcome back to school, building classroom community.
Halloween is coming.
Yeah, Halloween. And it's by grade level, too.
Our favorite day of the year.
That's right. But it's by grade level, too, so that you're easily collaborating with other teachers who have awesome ideas.
Right. Well, and that's the whole part of this job that makes it so easy. And it's so easy. Somebody, you know, did it for you, and we can share. You know, you can create really cool things, too, but you have this huge database of things people have already done for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. I was looking for an activity the other day for my word work. And I found a really great one. I thought, oh, this is fantastic. But then now I'm able to search by that teacher's name because she's got a lot of other phenomenal activities as well that kind of go along with it. So I don't have to search for the subject anymore. I can go to her and see all the stuff she's got, and I'm going to be able to use a ton of the things she's already recreated because I like how she puts it together. I like her format. It works real well for me in my classroom.
Yeah, and to build on that, Mike, I mean, not only can you search by author, they highlight authors. So they highlight the teachers making these things. Mm-hmm. But also, as a teacher, if you share an activity with Seesaw, you get an email update from them that says, hey, here's how many teachers have used your update.
Oh, wow.
Here's how many kids it's reached.
Yeah, that's cool.
Or no, I'm sorry, who've used your activity, not your update. And I think that's cool, too. So it really, it's all free. But it does get you interested in doing more and helping others.
And we were talking about differentiation, like that aspect of it too, because like you said, you can take an activity like that is maybe really targeted for 2 or 3 kids and just assign it to them.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be a whole class assignment. It can be very targeted and differentiated for what the kids need.
Yeah, I was thinking about an example, like if I only had 3 kids that needed help with short vowels, before I would have had to create an activity. I would have had to share it to those 3 kids and then create another activity for another group, create another activity. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where now, if I just need a quick activity for those 3 kids, I can find the activity in under 3 minutes because I just go to the landing page. I can search by subject area. I can just type in short vowel sort. Yeah. And then it comes up. I save it to my own library and share it out to those 3 kids. So within a matter of less than 5 minutes, those kids have that. They're off. They're going. So where differentiation can be a real time suck, this saves you tons of time.
So I haven't used activities a ton this year. Last year I used it quite a bit, but it was just my own activities I created. If I go and I search for a bunch of activities and I get them, I use them, and they're really good, how do I find them next year? Is there a way to house them, or do I have to just research for them the next year, or how's that work?
The organization for Seesaw activities is really great because I think as teachers we put all this work into planning and finding all of these things, and then you know you don't want to redo it. If you can reuse as much of it as you can, that's awesome. So now you're able to actually you know, organize it into folders or organize it monthly or by subject in Seesaw, and since Seesaw is tied to your Google account, it will save it for next year, even when you have a new class, or even if you said move districts or like
Seesaw can migrate your activities over to a new account. But yeah, it's all tied through your email, so you don't have to worry about, well, my school doesn't pay for Seesaw. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen when next year? You know, it's just all through your email. So
even that was going to be my next question. Yeah. Is that only for Seesaw for Schools districts, or is that for anybody that's using Seesaw?
No, and there are some differences. So, like, if you have the free version, you can only make a certain number of folders to organize your activities. Mm-hmm. You can only save a certain number of activities until it says you're full.
Okay.
If you pay, which either Seesaw for Schools is one way to pay, your whole school has it, or your district, you can also do something called Seesaw Plus, which is an individual account that you pay for. But you get the opportunity, if you pay for it, to save an unlimited number of activities and make as many folders as you want. So there are some nice things if you pay for it. But
what's nice is if you have the free version, you have a limited amount, but you can still use and utilize activities.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so I have a walkthrough video, and I'm going to go out on a limb and just say it's a fantastic video. We'll see. Not that either of you have watched it, I'm sure.
I trust it's a great video.
So on YouTube, on Teachers Talking Tech, I have a whole walkthrough on how the new activities update works, how to organize your activities, all those things, how to use it. So you can go there for more information, but I highly recommend it. Time saver, check, right? Useful for your kids, check.
So I mean, many ideas. Yeah. I mean, and they're done. Exactly. Which is amazing.
Super easy to use. So hopefully you got something out of this podcast. If, you know what, if you need something, you want us to do a podcast for you, or hopefully it's not just you. Hopefully it's more people.
Hopefully someone else is listening.
Yeah, that's right. Hopefully it's not one person out there like,
thank you.
Yeah, that's right. But if you would like us to do a show about something, please connect with us. You know, Twitter, we're at Teach Some Tech. Oh, I stole your line, Mike. Hey, Mike, what's our Twitter handle?
At Teach Some Tech.
Boom. I got to give Mike his job. And Facebook, you can go to Teachers Talking Tech. We love when you connect with us, and we love hearing from you.
Yeah, so, there's a great new picture of us on there.
Yeah, that's right.
Camera is 50 pounds. Just remember that.
Well, Mike is a little squinty. I think that he took off his sunglasses before the picture, and it was a little squinty.
A little squinty.
Shades on photo.
Yeah, I think you should have worn shades and just gone with "I'm cooler than Eric and Marie."
Yeah, well, that goes without saying.
It's like, that's probably pretty true.
That's right. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening. For Teachers Talking Tech, I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
I'm Marie Larson.
See ya. All right, cool. So we're good. So we'll start off just by remember we'll say.
You cannot eat Smarties.
No, every video, if you listen closely, you hear Mike go.
I can't talk for 20 minutes and not drink some water.
I can't talk to you for 20 minutes and not drink.
I know. All right.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
That hurt my feelings.
All right, you guys ready?
No.